The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Since we live in a time where everyone is, or should be, sanitizing everything, we're very concerned, and rightly so, about washing hands, and we're told that we should wash frequently used surfaces. It is a little different to read today's gospel than it would be in an ordinary time. Jesus is invited to dine at the house of the Pharisees, and he does not observe the prescribed washings before the meal. Now, make no mistake about it, this is not about hygiene. People in the ancient world didn't know about germs. The reason why the Pharisees would wash their hands before eating had to do with not with hygienic purity, but with ritual purity. The idea was that there were things out there in the world that were unclean, that if you touched them, they would separate you from God. You know, things like pigs. Pigs were considered to be unclean. That's why you didn't eat pigs. And there were other non-animal things that would make a person unclean. And the idea was that you could touch something unclean, and then if you touch something while you were eating with that same hand that was not purified, the uncleanliness would come inside you. And so in order to be absolutely ritually pure, the Pharisees, desiring to follow the law completely, did a ritual washing of their hands to wash away any uncleanliness, so that when they ate, they would not be bringing any uncleanliness into themselves. And Jesus didn't do this, and the Pharisee was floored, because here's this rabbi, this man who's wise in the ways of the law, and he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. And as Jesus points out elsewhere, it is not what goes into a person that makes them unclean, that separates them from God. It is what comes out of us. In other words, what we do in our minds and in our hearts. And so these are the things that make a person unclean. And what is inside matters at least as much as what is outside. And so, what does our Lord prescribe? Do penance, and specifically give alms, and behold, the inside will be made clean too. So, you know, things that we do can help us to turn from sin also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.